with a nod. Soon afterwards, Krita Kano went home. The darkness of night was thicker than ever. The front of my T-shirt was soaking wet. I stayed up until dawn, unable to sleep. I didn't feel sleepy, for one thing, and in fact, I was afraid to sleep. I had the feeling that if I were to go to sleep, I would be enveloped in a flow of shifting sand that would carry me off to another world from which I would never be able to return. I stayed on the sofa until morning, drinking brandy and thinking about Krita Kano's story. Even after the night had ended, the presence of Krita Kano and the fragrance of Christian Dior eau de cologne lingered in the house like captive shadows. 5. Views of distant towns. Eternal half moon. Ladder in place. The telephone rang at almost the exact moment I was falling asleep. I tried to ignore it, but as if it could read my mind, it kept up its stubborn ringing. 10 times, 20 times, it was never going to stop. Finally, I opened one eye and looked at the clock. Just after 6 in the morning. Beyond the window shone the full light of day. The call might be from Kumiko. I got out of bed, went to the living room, and picked up the receiver. "Hello," I said, but the caller said nothing. Somebody was obviously there, but the person did not speak. I, too, kept silent. Concentrating hard, I could just make out the sound of breathing. "Who is it?" I asked, but the silence continued at the other end. "If this is the person who's always calling, do me a favor and make it a little later," I said. "No sex talk before breakfast, please."
"The person who's always calling?"
blurted out the voice of Mei Kasahara.
"Who do you talk about sex with?"
"Nobody," I said.
"The woman you were holding in your arms last night, you talk about sex with her on the telephone?"
"No, she's not the one."
"Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, just how many women do you have hanging around you, apart from your wife?"
"That would be a very long story," I said. "Anyhow, it's 6 in the morning and I haven't had much sleep. So you came to my house last night, huh?"
"And I saw you with her, holding each other."
"That didn't mean a thing," I said. "How can I put it? It was a kind of little ceremony."
"You don't have to make excuses to me," said Mei Kasahara. "I'm not your wife. It's none of my business, but let me just say this. You've got a problem."
"You may be right," I said.
"You're having a tough time now, I know that, but I can't help thinking it's something you've brought on yourself. You've got some really basic problem, and it attracts trouble like a magnet. Any woman with any sense would get the hell away from you."
"You may be right," I said again. Mei Kasahara maintained a brief silence on her end of the line. Then she cleared her throat once and said,
"You came to the alley last night, didn't you? Standing for a long time at the back of my house, like some amateur burglar. Don't worry. I saw you there."
"So why didn't you come out?"
"A girl doesn't always want to go out, you know, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Sometimes she feels like being nasty. Like if the guy's gonna wait, let him really wait."
I grunted.
"But I still felt bad," she went on. "So I dragged myself all the way to your house later, like an idiot."
"And I was holding the woman."
"Yeah, but isn't she a bit cuckoo? Nobody dresses like that anymore. And that makeup of hers, she's like in a time warp or something. She should get her head examined."
"Don't worry," I said. "She's not cuckoo. Different people have different tastes."
"Well, yes. People can have any taste they want, but ordinary people don't go that far just for taste. She's like, what, right out of an old magazine. Everything about her, from head to foot."
To that, I did not reply.
"Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, did you sleep with her?"
I hesitated a moment and said, "No, I didn't."
"Really?"
"Really. I don't have that kind of physical relationship with her."
"So why were you holding her?"
"Women feel that way sometimes. They want to be held."
"Maybe so,"
said Mei Kasahara.
"But an idea like that can be a little dangerous."
"It's true," I said.